My name is Spencer Joyce, and I grew up on Swan's Island, Maine. I eat, sleep, and dream lobster. I have ever since I was a kid. Everything about lobster I like. I just don't know how to explain it all to you, but some people don't love it. My father didn't love it. My father, he didn't really hated it, but yeah, he might have hated it, but he didn't have anything else to. My father's name was Llewellyn Joyce. I was 7 years old when I first got my first traps, and I only had like five. First 2 or 3 years, we just rode punts. And then I think I was like 10, 12 when my father got me a wood motor. I remember it was a five and a half Johnson. It was I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. that was a long time ago. My father taught me to always make sure that I wasn't the last one out at night. Don't be the last one out. He told me, that's what he used to tell me. Don't always be the last one out. Make sure you come in time, you know. But of course we didn't. A lot of times we all had to stay till way after dark because we had to make the payments and stuff. I always thought he was trying to tell me what to do, but he was actually just trying to do it because he'd already been there and seen it done this way. And as you get older, your mother and father, they start smartening up. You know what I mean? When you're a teenager, your father and mother don't know nothing. But as time goes on, geez, you know what? He wasn't quite so dumb as I thought he was. You smarten up after a while, I think. When I got out of the high school and I was pretty much on my own, he took me in the boat with him 1 year or so to learn all the ropes of the trade. And then the next year I got a boat when I was 19 years old, and since then I've been on my own. So I didn't plan on being this old so quick because of this stroke. You know, I was going to conquer the world between now and I was 75 years old, but that stroke really messed me up. Yeah, I was in March of 2009. Yeah, down in Texas, visiting daughter. Took the motorcycle out for one more run, and I was on it when I hit the stroke. That was not good. And then 10 days after that, I don't remember nothing. I wanted to be jumping loops by now. I couldn't even walk when I first got home, because I was in a wheelchair for 6 weeks. But you can't worry about that stuff, though. You can't be pissing and moaning about that. Just keep on trucking. I got back aboard the boat in July of this year, but I wasn't supposed to. They told me not to even think about going to work till in the fall, but I went because from 4th of July to Christmas is the only time you can make any money, really. I mean, any good money. I was like a kid in the candy store. Yeah, I had a lot of people last year when I was getting my traps ready. The whole, there was about 15 people showed up, and we did the whole thing in one day. All repairing all the traps, done it in one day. I mean, usually you're all one out doing that stuff. Little stuff like that has been a big help to me. That's the way Swan's Island is, you know. I mean, we might be mad at each other about this or that, but when somebody's down and out, and everybody turns out, no matter what.